In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So we arrive at this great day of Pentecost, the birthday of the church. It's the day the Holy Spirit, God's actual breath, God's actual power, God's actual person, is poured into the disciples through the rush of a mighty wind and the appearance of a fiery tongue. And from that upper room out to the world, the breath of God is blown into the heart of every human being who wants it, the treasury of blessings and the giver of life. And notice, we're not just getting the gift of life. We're not just getting blessings from the treasury. We're getting the treasury itself. We're getting the giver. We're receiving the divine person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is life in the midst of death. The Holy Spirit is power when you are weak or overwhelmed. The Holy Spirit is grace when you are frustrated. The Holy Spirit is comfort when you grieve. The Holy Spirit is home when you've wandered. The Holy Spirit is the bullseye when you're off the mark. The Holy Spirit is wisdom when God asks you to decide. The Holy Spirit is joy when you celebrate. The Holy Spirit that filled the disciples with immeasurable courage is the same Holy Spirit given to you. Consider the icon of Pentecost. The apostles are seated in a circle. There's an empty spot at the head of the circle where Jesus Christ invisibly guides and protects his people. And fiery tongues of the Holy Spirit are coming to rest on and within each person uniquely for who they are. And there's a little person in the center with the name Cosmos, which means the universe. The universe. Because the whole universe is given the gift of the Holy Spirit. There's a couple of very interesting things about this icon I also want to mention in addition to what we've observed. The first is that the person at the top right of that semicircle is the Apostle Paul. What makes that interesting is that Paul was not there at the time the event actually took place. As a matter of fact, Paul was a persecutor of Christians when the event actually happened. He was an enemy of the church. He was a hater of Christ. And yet here he is, seated in the closest possible spot to Christ himself, in glory and honor in our icon. And one of the messages the church gives us here is that time works differently for God. God's grace can work backwards into a person's past. A blessing that you receive today can fill your life 7 years ago. It can make something that happened in the past become prominent because of the blessing you receive today. It's like St. John Chrysostom's Paschal homily. You can come late to the party and still receive the full gift for your entire life. And the reward, the blessing, will flow backward to fill your whole past. Paul being in the Pentecost icon means that he was also there at the time. He was there. And that you were also there at the time. And that your life was being blessed by the fullness of the Holy Spirit all along, regardless of when you receive it from your own perspective. The second interesting thing that I want to mention is that the circle of the disciples, as you can plainly see, is only half. It's only the top half of a circle from our perspective. The circle is open toward us, toward you, the viewer. And that's because the icon of Pentecost is interactive. The open half of the circle is to be filled by us. The circle is, in a sense, it's not complete. The icon is not complete until you're standing or sitting or kneeling in front of it. The circle is only complete when we, the viewer, take our place in the scene. It's only complete when you become an equal recipient of the person of the Holy Spirit. And just like Paul wasn't there for the original, but is fully included because he received the Holy Spirit at a later time, each one of you, every single one of us, is fully included no matter when you're born, no matter when you receive this gift. The grace of God works backward to put us literally in that moment. And now today we have a very tangible reminder of this reality as we welcome Tom into the community, not only of this church, Holy Trinity, but the church as a whole, the church throughout the whole world, but also the church throughout time. Tom, you quite literally today become a recipient of the Holy Spirit in this moment. It's so much more than like, I became Orthodox today. It's a life-changing reception of God's own divinity, uniquely for you, for who God created you to be. And the grace is now here today. And the grace will work forward into every coming moment of your life. And because of this moment, the grace will slowly work backward. Your eyes will rightly see how the Holy Spirit was working in your past. Because of today, you will rightly see the Holy Spirit was always with you. Today's gift of the Holy Spirit will redeem every hurdle in your past, and it will magnify every glory of your past. And that grace will keep working backward until you find yourself genuinely present in the icon of the first Pentecost with the disciples. And what holds true for Tom holds true for each one of us who have either received the gift of the Holy Spirit or will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The divinity of God within you redeems every moment of your life uniquely. God is redeeming and glorifying your past, and God is filling with grace every moment of your future. And most importantly, God is filling up your today, your now, with light and with love and with life and with God's own divinity, with God's own divine being. Your now is filled with the treasury of blessings. Your today lives in the giver of life. And in that reality, we see that taking our place in the circle of the disciples receiving the Holy Spirit, it's not only something that occurs a long time ago in the past, nor something you have to wait for in an uncertain future, but your spot in the icon of Pentecost and in the reality of that event is your rightful place to live in today. Amen.
Amen.